Now we have three aromatase inhibitors currently available: anastrozole, letrozole, and exemestane. Can you kind of contrast the difference between the three and how you utilize the three of them in your own practice?
Yeah, so two of the agents, anastrozole and letrozole, or Arimidex and Femara, are non-steroidal aromatase inhibitors, and exemestane or romicin, the trade name is a steroidal aromatase inhibitor. It was felt at one time that the steroidal nature might make a difference in side effects in terms of bone health and hot flashes, but that really, in terms of the clinic, hasn't exactly panned out. But I think there's still interest in that question. We have first-line data compared to tamoxifen just for anastrozole and letrozole, with longer follow-up in the ATTACK study with anastrozole, somewhat shorter now, 51-month follow-up with letrozole. Looks like efficacy is the same. There's a question whether there's a difference in side effects. I think the only clear difference that I see so far is that, and maybe the numbers are small, but anastrozole has fewer strokes in its study, 2 versus 2.8, and in the big 198 trial with letrozole, that isn't seen. The stroke incidence is the same. Cardiac issue is a little complicated because in the MA17 trial comparing letrozole to placebo, there's absolutely no cardiac signal at all. And yet there was significantly more, but the numbers are really small, of 3, 4, and 5 cardiac side effects in the big 198 trial. So I'm not sure exactly if that's a real issue or not. And exemestane has no data in the first-line setting at present. And again, the side effect profile is pretty similar. All those three, again, exemestane not having a stroke decrease.